On the line now, I have Aidan Flynn, General Manager of the Freight Transport Association of Ireland. Good morning to you, Aidan.
Good morning, Noel. How are you?
As a word you don't hear mentioned too often, we often talked about it here over the many years, the word apprenticeship seemed to have been lost over the years, but you're having a launch of the Logistics Associate Apprenticeship. So tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, we're really excited about this new Earn As You Learn apprenticeship programme. 2016, the government launched a new type of apprenticeship called Earn As You Learn, and put it out there and said they must be industry led. So if there's an industry need, get together and put forward applications, and we will see if we can support them and develop them. And that's exactly what we did in the freight distribution and logistics sector. We got like-minded trade associations and bodies and employers to get together and say, well, look, we know there's a skill shortage in our industry. It's a dynamic, diverse industry that offers lots of exciting careers and opportunities. But we're finding it hard to get people, attracting people. And, you know, this offers a great opportunity not just to attract new people into the industry, but also to upskill existing employees and offer alternative career paths for people as well. So we've been working hard on this for a year in conjunction with the Dublin Institute of Technology School of Management there, Declan Allen, in DIT. And it's all worked very well and culminating in the launch, our first day of the new Logistics Associate Apprenticeship, which is the first apprenticeship of its kind in the logistics sector, and actually the first non-craft apprenticeship in DIT, because DIT would be synonymous with mechanical engineering apprenticeships and the like. So we're all very excited about it.
Okay, well, what sort of credentials do people need to get involved in it? Because, it explains it, but at the same time, it covers a multitude.
Well, it does, yeah. So as a kind of a minimum entry level, there's a requirement to have your Leaving Cert.
Okay.
So to pass your Leaving Cert and have English and maths. And then for those with work experience, there's a recognition of prior learning element that DIT can assess you based on the year's experience and work that you've done in the industry as well. So, you know, there's a broad scope. And there's the types of the topics covered within the programme would include like an introduction to supply chain, the various ways to move goods either by land, air or sea, which is a very topical point at the moment. Is we have a full module on customs, so get a kind of introduction to issues around customs and dealing with third countries. Obviously, that's very important in the context of Brexit. And then for the apprentice as well, there would be elements of, you know, Excel spreadsheets, reporting, that type of thing. So it's blended learning, you know, so it's one day a week in college. So every Wednesday, the new students, apprentices will be attending the college one day a week, and you'll be working 4 days a week then in your sponsor employer. And you'll also be carrying out various different work-based projects and completing, you know, your work diary and assessment, and there'll be an appointed and approved mentor within each company. And then in year two, there'll be a big work-related company project, and that's a benefit to the employer as well, because it'll be specific to the work environment that you're in.
And is there any specific age that we're talking about? Is it all young people?
Well, look, which we're over the moon with, because things have happened so quick. Like the 8th of December 2017, the Minister for Education, Richard Bruton, announced that we were approved to develop this project. And then we got the programme validated in June 2018. And actually, the industry training order, which allows and makes the apprenticeship official, was only signed there last week. So we have 30 apprentices starting tomorrow with 18 different employers, ranging from the likes of Kuehne+Nagel, DHL. We've haulage operators, Toner Transport and Flynn Transport. We've freight forwarders. We've got shipping companies like Yukon. So there's a wide and diverse variety of employer involved in it. And actually, there is new entrants. So some of those employers have recruited new people that have just done their Leaving Cert, and others are upskilling existing employees. So there's a good diverse group with I'm not sure now exactly how many, but I know there's quite a number of women taking up the apprenticeship, which we're delighted about, and people of varying ages. So there's no age limit at the upper level, but certainly, you know, as a minimum, as I said, you'd be expecting anybody who has their leaving cert will then qualify, you know, so you'd be expecting 17, 18 year olds.
Yeah, because a lot of people change career, for instance, a lot of people went back to education in their older years and just wanted to change, and it's great that you'll have an opportunity. When you say earn as you learn, that means they'll be getting paid while they're doing the apprenticeship.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah, like it's very exciting. Everybody's a winner, as they say. You know, the employee, employer is a proper employee-employer relationship. You know, taking account of minimum wage requirements, and that's it. Do you know? So you actually get paid for the day you're in college as well. So it's a 2-year level 6 award. It's a higher certificate in logistics. Which you'll receive at the end of it, and you're benefiting from getting that qualification, which is recognised, as well as gaining your work experience and getting paid for it as well, which is brilliant.
And the way the world is a global village now, that there seem to be, well, they don't seem to be, they are skills that you can take with you if you needed to go abroad.
Absolutely, it's very much business focused, as you can imagine, but in terms of really understanding the mechanics and diversity within the freight distribution logistics sector, as I mentioned, we've so many different types of companies who are interested in this. It's only the tip of the iceberg. So you've a great introduction, and in fact, if you were considering a kind of change of career direction within the industry sector, it gives you a great a foundation to make that happen yourself. You know, so
it's great. You've gotten sorry for interrupting you, Aidan. You've gotten a great reaction to this, obviously, from people interested in it.
Yeah, we have actually, and as I said, we had our target of getting X number of students and apprentices on it. We've done it with very little fanfare. There's great ambition within the industry. The industry it has spoken effectively because this goes back to being industry-led. The collaboration within the consortium and working together proves that, you know, where like-minded individuals and companies who otherwise might be competitive can work together, we can actually really provide solutions that benefit absolutely everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're so excited. So it's starting this year in DIT Anger Street, but CIT in Cork are part of the consortium and have been involved with us from the outset, and we're expecting that they will be offering the apprenticeship program in Cork in 2019, in September 2019. So, like, we're fulfilling the requirements of any apprenticeship program that must be kind of truly national and kind of have a broad, wide reach, and we're generating interest from all around the country. So we have obviously the guys that are starting tomorrow, but we're also leading up to make sure that we get significantly more numbers next year and the year after and so on. So, yeah, it's
okay.
Brilliant.
Do you think, for instance, I'm not being cynical now, but do you think maybe that all the talk with the Brexit and how precarious it is at the moment, that was a bit of a catalyst for the interest in it?
Well, look, there's no doubt. Brexit is shining a light on supply chain, on logistics, even trying to define what those two terms mean, and on our industry like never before. So I think it's our time to shine and make the most of it and actually be world leaders in this particular sector. And it definitely was badly needed because we have a challenge, you know, as project management of the logistics associate apprenticeship, of making school principals and teachers and career guidance teachers and students and parents aware of what is on offer within our sector. It's not a default where people are considering as a career option when they're leaving, oh, I'd love to get into logistics or freight forwarding or, you know, courier work or whatever. So we've got an image issue. We have to educate and communicate the opportunities, and this apprenticeship program is going to help. But also we have to educate and communicate how viable and exciting apprenticeship means, right? Because this is a relatively new type of, very new type of apprenticeship compared to what people might have thought of in the past, where I think we're all predisposed, you know, as parents to be pushing kids to go into third level. Mm-hmm. But we know that the dropout rate from college is really, really high. And this type of program actually helps provide a solution for that. It gives people options, and options that are exciting and shouldn't be feared, you know, because you can't be getting your work experience and matching it up with your qualification.
I think. Especially when you're getting paid as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the word logistics and all that. For me, at the outset, as I said, the word apprenticeship, even though the perception of it might be different to a lot of people, but still seeing the word itself seemed to be lost over the past 15 or 20 years, and it's great to see it coming back, because no matter what it's about, people conjure up in their head apprenticeship, good career. I think they always think that way. That's the positive side of the word.
Absolutely. You know, mm-hmm. and because it's new within the industry, we just have to reiterate that. And like, proof is going to be in the pudding for sure, mm-hmm. right? Because what employers at our launch tomorrow, we have a number of employers kind of giving testimonials as why they're excited about this, why they're getting involved in it. You know, in a year's time, we'll be getting experiences and benefits that they've all achieved, as well as students and apprentices, of their experience of doing the program. And once they start qualifying in 2 years' time, the industry at that stage will be selling this whole program itself. Do you know?
Oh, okay.
We need, there's a recently published Department of Business Enterprise Innovation publication addressing the future skills needs as a consequence of Brexit. Irrespective of the type of Brexit, whether it's hard, no Brexit, soft Brexit, whatever you want to call it, the freight distribution logistics sector will need at least 30,000 new entrants into the industry by 2025. And this goes a long way in helping promote the sector and encouraging people to get involved in it, you know. And one of the key recommendations of that report actually is to support the development and promote the rollout of engagement with the logistics and service apprenticeship programs. So where you have official documentation and publications like that, you know, you know you're onto a winner, because you're going to be getting support from every angle, which is badly needed, you know.
Yeah, it's great to see the response from the firms, though, and all the working sector there. It's terrific, and I'm sure as time goes on and the years go on, numbers will go up. I don't know what restriction you have on numbers at the moment with the launch tomorrow, but if you have any idea the numbers of how many you can take on for the first year, and also how people can get involved in it, Aidan.
Yeah, well, look, there's a couple of things, right? We have 30 apprentices, which effectively was our target, but it's not a limit. We wanted to get double that for 2019, and we're challenged with trying to get 120. I don't think we're going to have any problem getting any of those type of numbers. In fact, we could have taken 60 to 100 students, apprentices, this year. Mm-hmm. So it'll be very much driven, and we will be able and have the ability to meet the industry needs. There's no doubt about it, because DIT obviously is a big, big college. And then when you're looking at next year in 2019, running programs in DIT as well as CIT, you can see that we can exponentially grow without any issue at all. Do you know? The one thing I'd say is, in relation to the sustainability of apprenticeship programs, it's vitally important that industry and businesses buy into this thing, because without them, the apprenticeships programs won't work, because we obviously need employers to employ apprentices and for that to work. And what we'd like to see government do in the future would be perhaps at the budget introduce what's called an apprenticeship training tax credit that could in some way incentivize employers that are investing in young people, investing in ongoing training programs, and encourage people to get companies to get involved in it in a little bit more of a sustainable way. And I think that's very, very important, not to kind of forget how important the employer and the industry is in relation to these particular programs. So we're all excited. The employers are all excited about it. The college is excited about it. So we're very, very sure of the sustainability of it. There's no doubt about it. But we are going to be competing with other sectors, other businesses, in trying to get suitably qualified and skilled people to join our industry. And that's a challenge in itself.
Okay, well, you can put the appeal going out there to business as well as people if they want to get involved. Can anyone go along to the launch tomorrow?
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Well, like, yes, absolutely. I think the more the merrier, as they say. We're delighted that the Minister of State for Skills and Training, John Halligan, TD, is going to be on hand to launch, as well as President of DIT, Professor Brian Norton, delegation from SULAS, and other distinguished guests. We have our apprentices and their respective employers there on the day. There is limited space in the room, but those that are interested in seeing what it's about and getting to know more information, we'd be delighted to see you, you know.
And Aidan, do you have a website where maybe people can't get in, that people can look up and see what the apprenticeship is all about?
We do. It's under construction, right, but there's a welcome page there at the minute. It's www.laa.ie. And the email address is info@laa.ie, and that will be fully functional and operational within the next 2 weeks. So that's the place to go, and you know, perhaps if you wanted to give out my email address or contact details, anybody can contact me directly in the meantime, you know.
Okay, thank you very much, Aidan. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, and congratulations, and good luck with the launch tomorrow.
Yeah, appreciate your time. You're very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's bye. Aidan Flynn, General Manager of the Freight Transport Association of Ireland, and at launch tomorrow in Angel Street DIT. Again, you can look up laa.ie under construction, and you get all the details of what the launch is all about. Or if you have the time to go along, a bit limited with space, but you can go along.